Daniel McCartan here from coming to you from Drew University, New Jersey, obviously, here with Giants defensive tackle Jonathan Hankins. You know, I just talked to Muhammad Wooksy. You guys do this camp together. How did the pairing between the two of you happen? I mean, you're on the Giants, he's on the Jets.
Well, it kind of just, you know, they called me and they asked me if I wanted to do a camp. And I told him, yeah, and I found out he was going to be also doing it. And I feel like it was great to, you know, get the opportunity to meet each other and teach the young kids, you know, something about football and teach them something they can progress in, you know, high school or in middle school or little league.
Yeah, and so what do you hope that the kids take away from this camp? I mean, you guys are two superstars in the NFL.
I would say more of just having fun, you know, stop not always stressing too much about, you know, what you got to do or how you're going to defeat a guy, but more of, you know, just having fun and playing the game that you love to do and going out there and making people happy.
So we have 2016 Giants, Vernon, Harrison, Pierre-Paul, Hankins. Will any teams be able to run against you guys this year?
I hope not. That's the goal. We try to do the best as we can, but we got a nice group of guys that came in. We got some guys that was already on the team that's going to be putting in some great production, and overall as a unit, I think we're going to have a good shot of, you know, winning some games this year.
So what are you most excited about moving forward defensively?
Just, you know, starting a new opportunity. We got a new head coach and Coach Ben, and getting able to get some new guys. We didn't draft a guy now, Eli Apple, so we got another Buckeye guy on the team. So it's exciting.
So did you, I actually have this. Did you ever play with Eli Apple at Ohio State?
No, I left as soon as he got there. But I heard all good things, and he's a great player. And I seen him play, and I think he's got a great opportunity.
So he comes into the locker room. Is there like an immediate sense of camaraderie between the two of you because you're Ohio State guys?
A little bit. He's a DB, so I really don't
associate with
associate too much with the DBs, but when I see him, I always give him a couple, you know, thoughts here and there.
Yeah, so what advice have you offered him coming up through the same program and now ending up on the same NFL team?
I just tell him just to stay focused, you know, try not to listen to the outsiders or what other people say about him, and just play the game. Do what you do that got you here, and you're going to be all right if you listen to the coaches and the owners.
So you tore your pectoral muscle last year. What have you been doing to make sure you're prepared physically, mentally for the upcoming season?
You know, a lot of treatment, a lot of rehab, you know, a lot of lifting weights. Luckily, it was just a pec muscle, and, you know, with injuries like that, you just got to be able to get them back strong and get them back functioning right. And I feel like I've done that and ready to get back on the field.
Just the pec muscle. And then I came across an interview with Carl Bankstead, and he said that, and I quote, you need a better feel for how to play certain blocks. Is that something you're continuing to work on?
I always continue to work on that. Just knowing your opponent and what you're getting, I feel like that's one of my biggest assets, that I kind of see everything before it happens, and that's why I'm always able to make plays and, you know, be in the area.
Cool. So, and then just your draft story now, you were selected second round, 49th overall by the Giants in 2013. What was your experience like?
It was great. It was, you know, the first day, the name didn't call, which was tough. But, you know, going into the second day, I was very confident that my name would get called. And, you know, just sitting there, just waiting, you know, just waiting for a phone call. And to get the call from the Giants, from Jerry Reese and them, was a, you know, huge, you know, lift for my spirits because it was tough. But I'm excited that they picked me up, and the last few years has been great.
Right. So, Daniel McCartan here at Drew University. Jonathan Hankins, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. I gotta like finish off what they said.
They're easy songs though. They used to call me on my cell
phone. This girl called me on my cell phone. Anytime you need my help, right?
Well, let's see. Call me on my cell phone. Okay, how about?
One more time before I go.
Higher powers.
Take it.
There you go. Alright, I got another Drake one. You want Drake or Jay-Z next?
I do Jay-Z.
Okay. This is one of my favorites, actually.
Drinks are on the house.
Yes, we'll end on that one. Awesome, that was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.